It's provocative. Nobody knows what it means, but it gets the people going.
Gotcha.
So is this a family-friendly one, or is this a...
Typically.
Okay, so I can't talk about, like, side boob when we're talking about celebrity crushes.
I mean, I don't know that Apple would mark that as...
Is it a hairy side boob or a non-hairy side boob?
Like a sexy side boob. Like, why I have a crush on Blake Lively, because she always shows, like, really sexy side boob.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities and are a place to talk about uplifting experiences that we've had. I'm Kingsley Mack, and with me we have Sin. How are you doing, Sin?
Magical. I had a couple adult beverages earlier today, passed out briefly before recording. So now, not only am I well-rested, but I'm magical.
And you're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Deep How into about the you? Evening. I'm doing good. And man, it's going to be a fun night tonight because we have a very, very, very special guest. The best guest that's ever been on this podcast.
Now you're just buttering them up.
Oh, but it is true. I'll introduce the guest and then I'll give a little side note here. But our guest is Stacy, Gamertag Startian. And by the way, Stacy's my beautiful wife.
That's right.
How you doing, Stacy?
I am good. I'm not quite as magical as Sin tonight because I have not had any adult beverages, but I am doing pretty good.
All right, pause the podcast, Sin. We're gonna get that taken care of, and we'll come back to that to us later.
Paused.
Oh man, you know, Stacy, you know I do this podcast, and actually, let's start here. What do you think about my crazy little podcast?
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I just think it's awesome. Like, you know, I never thought that when I got you Destiny for Christmas a couple years ago that you would really take off with it. But, you know, I'm proud. Like, you know, you found your thing. Not just like the podcast, but, you know, the game in general. Like, you love it. You're good at it.
What I was going for is, yeah, you humor me by letting me do this podcast.
I was going to say, she doesn't say, Kingsley, you don't sleep enough. You need to get more sleep. Hey, by the way, don't forget we have a family. You need to hang out with a family?
No, pretty much it's like he sleeps in and I get up and go to work because he gets to work from home. And then when he gets to, when he plays with the game or does the podcast, and I get to just do Netflix and chill, which works for me. So
nice.
A couple times I've had to get after him like, hey dude, I exist too, but it's rare because I'm pretty autonomous and I'm totally fine to just like be by myself too.
Yeah. And we appreciate what each other does. And like I said, I've been looking forward to having you on this podcast. We've had a lot of good guests, and we just want to have a chill experience tonight where we may talk a little Destiny, but also listeners, be prepared because we want to have a fun discussion tonight of talking about all sorts of other video games, because even though I'm too addicted to only Destiny, Stacy actually plays other video games. So we want to hear her opinion of games she's played in the past and things that she likes. And we even may go into some other subjects. So stay tuned. It should be a fun evening. Sin, you ready to get your pants knocked off?
Whoa. I didn't know it was going to be that type of evening.
We got our video chat going. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have a video chat.
I guess that could be a good thing. And I heard earlier you guys are separated by rooms. So that's good. Yes. So that's good.
heard earlier that you guys are separated.
He really wanted to be in the same room, but I was like, ah, dude, I need my space, yo. No, just kidding.
Plus, for the audio purposes, thing. It's probably exactly a little right. bit nicer.
That's yeah. really what it was.
Oh, man. Okay, so where we want to start, Stacy, is just a background, however you want to present it, of like how you got into video games, some of the first ones you started remember ever playing, and kind of some memorable ones along the way, and then we'll ask some more specific questions.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I... six older siblings. Five of them are boys, and in order for me as the youngest child to fit in with my family, I had to learn how to play, you know, video games. So I think I started playing, you know, Super Mario on the original NES when I was like 4 or 5. So I grew up with the Mario games, got a GameCube is my very own. That was like my very first console that was just mine. See what else played like all the Mario games growing up. Like I said, my first person shooter game was GoldenEye on N64. I remember playing Halo, the original. And then, yeah, just kind of always have been a gamer. The best was in high school, probably playing with my brothers. We do like StarCraft marathons. We just get like the Advil and the Dr. Pepper, and we'd stay up all night, and one person in our, you know, our group would go and do a Taco Bell run at like 3 in the morning. It would just be like a weekend thing. So
oh, that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I just always play video games.
Yeah. I'm always jealous of hearing these stories. When I was young, when you had like the original Super Mario Brothers, I remember having friends come over, and back then the playing together would mean like someone would take a turn until you die, and then the other person would play, right? You know, with those type of games, just sitting on the couch next to each other. But then I played video games after that, but I never really played any of these like couch co-op where you're playing together, or LAN parties, or the original multiplayer, until Destiny really was my first playing game with other people. So I kind of missed out on all that. So it's kind of fun to hear these stories.
Yeah.
Those are the best things to do too. Couch co-op, Super Mario, or Mario Kart Racing.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome, too. Now, I do have to ask really quick, Stacy. You said Dr. Pepper and Advil?
Dr. Pepper for the caffeine, because we weren't coffee drinkers growing up, and Advil because of the headaches that you'd get from large consumptions of caffeine. But that's how we stayed up for 72 hours straight.
I gotcha.
That's awesome. Man, so I don't think I've ever, okay, the longest, even when I've had a marathon Destiny session, or actually probably the longest I've ever played a video game wasn't even Destiny. It was probably Diablo when I was single, maybe like Diablo 1 or 2. Maybe I played like 12 hours and throughout the day with some breaks here and there. But I don't think I've ever done one of these things where you hear about people like 24 hours or more. So that's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a long weekend in the summer, and we just you know, we networked all of our PCs in the basement. This is when we were like, we built our own PCs so that we had like the best of the best we could play. Of course, you know, my brother helped me build mine, but yeah, it was pretty fun. I remember just hanging out in our basement with like, we had, I don't know, 8 PCs hooked up in 2 rooms. And just played all night.
Yeah, that's the
original. And all day. And all night. And all day.
You said you had a GameCube as well.
Oh, it was terrible. It was an awful console. But whatever.
Was that the one with the weird controller? So you didn't like it?
I mean, I think that they really tried with the GameCube, but going from an N64 to the GameCube was like kind of lame. I think it was really cool when they came out with the Wii.
Oh, yeah. The Wii was amazing. But
they tried hard with the GameCube, but it didn't really take off.
GameCube, was that... it was Nintendo 64 GameCube, kind of when the Mario Kart started getting popular, right? Somewhere right around there.
Mario Kart came out with N64.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it N64 or SNES?
I never had an SNES, so I don't know, but I thought it came out with N64 because it was like the big thing with that.
Mario Kart 64 was on N64, but the original Mario Kart was SNES.
But wasn't even, I feel like, and I could be schooled on this too, but like, didn't it like really start getting popular though with the GameCube?
I don't know about all the GameCube stuff, but I remember Super Mario Kart and SNES because that's what I stayed up all night playing back when I was still in grade school. Even
was it even 3D back then? SNES? I thought you had to get Nintendo 64 for
it
that.
Was
or was 3D-ish? It top down? 3D-ish, yeah.
3D-ish.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, these go way back. So
I'm just looking at the images now, like remembering how awful the graphics were. But that's what it was. I mean, you could still kind of see the road in front of you, but the graphics weren't really that good. But that was on SNES. Yeah.
Oh, see, and I never had the SNES, so I don't know. I didn't play that one. We went from the NES right to the N64. We had the Sega Genesis in between, but...
Oh, yeah, the Segas. You know, we always have a little contention of what's the best Mario game. I want to hear about Mario 2 and why love it so much.
Because it's so bizarre. It's like it's unlike any other Mario game that they ever had at the time and that they still have ever had. Like, it's so weird. So the whole premise of the game is Mario is dreaming the entire thing. So you have different enemies that you don't have in the rest of the Mario games. Like, Bowser doesn't exist. You have Wart, who's this giant frog toad that like throws vegetables. Like, it's so weird. It's just crazy stupid, but I think that's why I liked it. I thought that the gameplay in general was way more fun and creative than anything else. And let's be really honest, it was the first game that I could actually pass off.
Well, it's a fun game. I don't know why I took to Mario 3 the most. That was my favorite. A lot of people, the original was their favorite. So it's good to, it's fun.
Maybe
to
it was the cheating.
Oh,
maybe the Super Mario 3 for you, Kingsley, was cheating with the one with the whistles, right?
Yeah, it was the warp whistles.
Yeah.
But you know what? I knew the cheats in Mario 1 too. Remember the negative worlds and the areas you could.
I don't remember anything about negative worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't either.
Cool areas in Mario 1, too. But Mario 3, I just felt was like, yes, I did do those fun little warp things. But I did also pass the whole game all the way through normal also, or whatever it was.
See,
it was
I could never get past that eighth world on Mario 1 or Mario 3. But for some reason, like, I could pass off by warping, I could pass off Mario 2 in like 2 hours, which was a record. So I think that's why I liked it, because it was like playable. I get really frustrated if I'm like, I don't know, I'm not the type of gamer that like plays for hours and hours on the exact same level because I can never pass it. It's just way too much for me.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is we have these old games like Mario 1, Mario 2 through the online subscription now on the Nintendo Switch, which just is such an awesome console. Remind me, Sin, do you have a Switch?
Yes, I actually do.
Yeah. The Nintendo subscription, I think, is well worth it because they let you get a huge back catalog of like Zelda, Mario, Mario 2, and all this stuff. So Stacy's been having fun playing Mario 2. I'd play a little bit of Mario 3 and Zelda, and it's just kind of fun playing those old games.
For sure.
And speaking of the Switch, the new games are just amazing. Let's see. We have games like that Zelda game and the Mario Odyssey.
That's so cute. That Zelda game. You're adorable.
What's the name again?
It's the Breath of the Wild.
That's epic.
It's like such a good, it's like the best. Well, I loved the Ocarina of Time, but Breath of the Wild is just like completely mind blowing, and the graphics and just how huge the maps are. And I mean, it's just so much went into that game. The soundtrack is probably one of my favorite video game soundtracks. Like, oh, it's so cool. So yeah, it's adorable that you're like that Zelda game. Oh, come on.
Odyssey is definitely really good on the Switch. That was the first one that I get picked up and played. And then it actually got my daughter involved into gaming as well. She played it and actually made her own character or profile on the Switch. and played the game start to finish.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah.
We don't let her play the Switch. No, we.
And now the Switch is not even mine, so she basically plays it for everything now.
There you go. Yeah.
You're a better parent than we are.
Or we'll let them play it hooked up to the TV and closely supervised with the controller, but the handheld version, no way.
Our kids have too much of a history of breaking nice things.
Oh, man.
Well, then I guess I shouldn't say that. Today, we finally allowed our daughter to have a cell phone when she's at cheer practice and sleepovers.
You were talking about that. Yeah.
My wife was super not happy. We picked out a cell phone case at Claire's because she wanted to go look. And I had a phone set aside just in case, like an old iPhone 5, nothing new or fancy. And I said, well, if you're going to pick one out of this group. And it was like specifically the iPhone 5 cases. I was kind of digging at my wife about it. I was like, you know, she's looking at cell phone cases now, right? She says, ugh. She kind of like growled at me a little bit and gave me a look. It was like, really? So we ended up getting the cell phone case, and I reset the phone and got it all set up and gave it to her tonight. So she was super happy. My wife, not so much.
Oh, no.
Do you know if it's an iPhone 5S or better?
Yes.
Okay. You can set pretty good parental controls on there. We can talk after.
Yeah, I need to figure that part out.
Yeah. So you can do screen time and lock it all down for how much it can be used, but... Yeah, it's always the question of which age is appropriate for, you know, it is convenient having a phone for your kid because then you can see where they are, you can contact them and everything. Even if they're in the house, you know, you can just call or text them.
Yeah, because you know, we're so lazy, we can't go downstairs to tell them dinner's ready. We text them instead.
Yeah, but didn't your house even have like an intercom system, Stacey?
Well, yeah, because we didn't want to yell.
Now we don't have to yell with cell phones either.
But we also had like a three-story house because there were so many kids.
Yeah.
Now you just use the Echo Dots. That acts like an intercom system.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
you
that.
We only have one, but yeah, that's pretty cool.
We have one in the main level down here. It's the show, so it's the video one. But there's one in our master bathroom. There's one in each of the kids' rooms. So they're all named in the Alexa app. So you can say, you could tell it to drop into whichever room. And I have them labeled like master bath, Kira's room, or main level. And then it'll actually drop in and you can actually talk to whoever's in that room, which is super nice.
That's awesome.
That is nice, yeah.
Stacey, from what I understand, Sin's whole house is like smart home to the max. He has like robots like all around his house doing crap, and his fridge can like talk to his doorbell and everything.
Okay, the fridge, not so much, but you know, everything else, yes.
Well, come on, Kingsley, get with it.
I know, right? I have a few things, but like I like smart home stuff, but I'm kind of like, eh, do I really want to?
Well, back to the discussion on kids and cell phone ages. Like, if it were up to me before I met and married Kingsley, it's like I was like adamantly against cell phones. And then when we, you know, when I inherited his kids, it was like I knew that was a losing battle because he was so techie. But I personally resisted a cell phone until I was like 21, which I thought was pretty impressive because everybody had cell phones and I was still making everybody call my landline. Leave old school voice messages.
I mean, yeah, and I was obviously the opposite. I was like one of the first people my age to have a cell phone. My first cell phone was like senior in high school in 95. Oh, I gave away my age. But
no, you're generation.
That's when they first came out though, 95.
Basically, yeah. So I was like growing up, like seeing technology blossom before my eyes, I'm like, dude, this is what I need is wireless communication. Screw the stupid phone line that has to be connected to the wall. I want to be able to talk to people anywhere.
Oh, you're so old. We joke about that because he is actually 8 years older than me. So we joke about his generation versus my generation.
Generation. Is 8 years really a generation?
Hey, and I'm only a 5-year difference with my wife.
Yeah, so similar-ish.
Ish.
Does she call you an older generation, Sin?
No, she just calls me old.
There you go. Guess we have that in common. Well, okay, let's talk about games just a little bit more, because I want to kind of know too, like, I believe, Stacy, you were kind of, were you more of a PlayStation person or an Xbox person? I believe you were PlayStation when I met you.
No, I had never played the PlayStation until after you and I got married. So here's the story, everybody. We got married in December of 2015. And then a couple months, or like for that year for Christmas, I gave him Destiny, and he didn't play it until like February, right? And then he loved it. He had me play it in April of that year. And I was like terrified, by the way, that first campaign when you're going through the, you know, old school Russia in Destiny. And I was like, I had like all these eerie things popping out at me, like, Kingsley, do you remember? I was terrified. I was like, what the hell is this game? Like, it was so scary. Yeah. Anyway, but then I got addicted to it, like really, really crazy about it. So the next day, like I think I played it for like 2 or 3 hours while he watched. And the next day we took our wedding money and went and bought another PlayStation.
That's right.
And I was like, all right, this is what's happening. But before then, like, I think you were even trying to explain to me the controls, because I had only ever played Nintendo and Xbox. I had never played on a PlayStation. So okay, I was totally.
Don't know why I thought. And I knew you played Halo some, and Halo was.
We Xbox. Played on Xbox. Yep. Okay. And funny, so it's just funny.
Yeah, no, that's funny. And I do want to talk a little bit more about Destiny in a second, those early times. But funny enough, I never played Halo, you know, the other Bungie game. And I know some people didn't play Halo also that really enjoyed Destiny, but I was always kind of like anti Xbox, you know, probably because it was Microsoft at the time. These days I don't care, you know, Microsoft's fine, but
it is fine.
Was Halo a cool game for you all that played it? I mean,
yeah. Sin, did you play Halo?
I did not play Halo at all. I played PS3 for the longest time. Then I ended up getting an Xbox, only played Destiny really on it, maybe some Madden games. But other than that, I ended up switching back to PS4 and never looked back.
See, okay. I think the reason why I never played PlayStation games is because I always knew PlayStation games were more like the sports games, and I wasn't really into those, like the Maddens and the soccer. Like, I just didn't really play those type of games. And so for me, it wasn't... I didn't know that PlayStation had other cool games until I met Kingsley. So, but yeah, I remember one Christmas I played Halo. My brother and I played it. The original Halo is the only game I ever played, as far as the Halo games, but we passed it off in like 8 hours. We just like Christmas break, just pass it off. Bam. One day. It was so fun. And then I played it a little bit off and on after that as well. But yeah. It was just like the Xbox was what we had. We didn't have a PlayStation, and I never had friends who had it either. So,
yeah. And it's interesting you bring up thinking the PlayStation was more sports game, and that probably was true. Obviously I didn't play sports games, if you know me, but I guess I must've found the unique, just all the other adventure games that PlayStation had, like Jax and Dexter and Uncharted and Assassin's Creed and all those type of games. But yeah, boy, Destiny, you know, as you know, I'd known of the game, but then you got it for me that Christmas. And then
the best and the worst thing I have ever done.
You're my enabler, huh? my dealer.
Pretty much.
That's what I got out of that.
But I just wanted to talk briefly about Destiny 1. And I remember... we had some fun times raiding together with some things. I'm trying to remember if we did all the raids in the game, but I know we did Wrath of the Machine a lot at the end. In fact, we even did Wrath of the Machine fairly recently, like what, 6 months ago or something? I feel like.
Yeah, I think one time we had a classic raid night and we all went back to Destiny 1 and played Wrath. I think I was with you guys when you played that.
Yeah, and it all came back to us too.
Yeah.
It was fun.
No, we did all of the raids together, Kingsley.
Yeah. Did you have like a favorite one at all, or you just all kind of like them all? Or?
I think that I didn't like King's Fall.
Yeah, that's the craziest one.
I didn't like that one, but I thought that Vault of Glass. I always forget. Vault of Glass. I know we've talked about this before, but it both makes sense to me. So I'm sorry about that. Okay, so there's a vaulted glass. Nope, Vault of Glass. Shit. Sorry, I'm laughing really hard right now. I'm so glad you can edit some of this out. Okay, line. Vault of Glass. There we go.
So you know Vault- I'm going to leave all of it in, right?
Yeah. So Vault of Glass, I thought was the prettiest raid. Yes. It was beautiful. Man. It was so fun to play because it was just beautiful. Crota, I think, was one of my favorites just because it was so short. It's like just an extended strike, right? But sometimes I didn't have the energy to play for 6 hours at a time like you did.
Yeah. And then we got Wrath of the Machine down pretty quickly also once we started doing it a lot on that one. So
I got more frustrated with you on that one, though.
Hmm.
Do not You're remember. Like, I don't remember that part.
Do you remember us having so much fun, like using swords to just twirl around and kill the boss at the end? Oh, those were the days. And the Titan bubbles, which we don't have anymore in the game. Well, we do, but
we do have them.
Yeah. To their full.
Okay. But when D2 came out, I was really excited about it at first, right? Like, I remember playing that first campaign when my Titan like had the ghost, and then the ghost was, I don't remember exactly, but the ghost was like not there and I was like dying. And then the Kronos Quartet, by the way, if you guys don't know, I'm a professional classically trained musician. So I'm really into the music of Destiny. The Kronos Quartet, that's Kronos. They're the ones who recorded the soundtrack for that section of the Destiny soundtrack on D2. And it just like, it's so eerie and sad. And I like actually cried tears when I played that for the first time.
Yeah, that is amazing music.
I think Kingsley came in and was like, what's wrong? And I was like bawling because it was so emotional. And I was like, my Titan's gonna die. Anyway, but yeah, Kronos Quartet, guys, they're one of my favorites. They do a ton of soundtracks.
Yeah, the music, all in all, in Destiny has always been so amazing. The composer, what's his full name? Giacchino. What's his name again, Stacey?
I don't remember now.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me look it up. Is it Michael Giacchino? Michael Salvatore.
Oh, okay.
It's Michael Salvatore. Michael Giacchino is somebody else.
Yeah.
Is that a director?
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, I think, it's just they always do a good job. Every time like a huge expansion comes out or a new version of Destiny, you know, they change up kind of like the base theme. And so I'm really looking forward again for Shadowkeep because they showed us in a doc coming out that they're doing some new music again.
Did you all download the new music for Shadowkeep, did you say?
I didn't say that. Is it out?
I believe it was.
I heard something about a soundtrack, but I was assuming it was an older one. I'm surprised if the new music is already out.
I'm pretty sure
we will have to research that and get back.
Because I downloaded, I had it in the Bungie Reward. There was something for a soundtrack, and I downloaded and uploaded it to my Google Drive.
Yeah, typically what they do now is they were before you'd have to buy the soundtrack through iTunes or Apple Music subscription or however you like to get your music. They will often give you the soundtrack for free now at some point.
Oh, it was the annual pass original soundtrack.
Got it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because I got the original and Whisper bonus, and that was back in September.
Yeah.
This one I just downloaded on the 14th. It was the annual pass soundtrack.
Okay. So kind of like the fill-in of what they've had in between. And
yeah. Menagerie, Zero, all that stuff.
Yeah. Some good music. So it kind of seems like they're doing that now. So once the game... that expansion's been out for a while, they'll give you the music included for free. That's pretty cool. I'm trying to think, do we want to talk more about gaming, or we can go into our week this week at Destiny?
Either or.
The what?
Either or.
Either or. Let's talk about just a little bit. We don't want to bore Stacy too much with our week in Destiny. But guess what, Stacy? Sin and I did some raiding this week.
I know. You didn't come to bed for a long time most nights.
You know,
I think you did a little more raiding, more so than I did.
Possibly. But what I was going to say,
I don't know when you sleep, really. I don't.
Okay, so even a late night for me in Destiny can be anywhere between, worst case scenario, midnight to 2 a.m., but a late night for Sin, because the East Coast, I always feel bad. It's like what? Like typically like 1 to 2 a.m., 3 a.m. we've pushed sometimes.
Yeah, so there was last night I didn't raid with you all. I know Evil J, I think, jumped in, but I ended up going on the comp grind. And I know you jumped off at some point, but I was up to almost 3 a.m. my time and grinding out comp matches. So, yeah, that's usually my weekend. I actually got up to 1,400 glory, and I'm only about 500 glory away from the Revoker. So I'm kind of like barreling down for Recluse and Revoker, and I still need... I played a little bit of Reckoning before that and did not win a single round of Reckoning, and I need one more piece. For this set. One more piece for the set and one more pinnacle weapon for this title. And I'm like running out of time. I have like 6 days left before I can order the seal. So, yeah.
Yeah, Reckoning's no bueno right now, right? It's like, unless you get a perfect group and it's heavyweight, it's like you kind of want to see if you can bring in a fire team, or you can be very frustrated with the people that you play with. I did a little bit of Crucible, obviously not comp, but I needed to do a few more matches for getting one of my two final tributes for the 50 for the tribute hall. So, you know, you have to do so many Gambit and so many Crucible matches wearing the Kallus armor set. And with the full set, I realized I was getting about 5% per game, and I was already at like 70%. So I just had to pump out a few more matches, and I got that done. And so now I'm excited to kind of get the Gambit done so I can be done with all 50. And then I'll have all my tributes. Whether I'm still going to get a pinnacle weapon, I don't know. I mean, I might still. There's still a month left in the season. I know a lot of people have done that, and I guess I can get that title, which will be pretty cool. But for me, for my own personal goals, I kind of just wanted to have the 50 tributes as a main priority. And of course, always raiding. Trying to think if we had any other successful passes on Chronos Hour this week. Oh, yeah, we did a PC run, and that went pretty
PC? Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually went really, really quick.
And I was telling you that, Stacy, but Bungie finally added in cross-save progression this last week, which has just been amazing for everyone who wants to play on different systems. And before we had to, if we played on PC, you'd have to start from scratch, and I did not have fun with that, like trying to build up another character, even though I like to play the game a lot. I was like, I don't have the time or desire to like do everything again and get every single weapon on PC. So now they made it so that we can take our PS4 character, which we have all this history with, and it just kind of comes over to the PC account when we boot it up and then back over. So that's pretty cool. But we did a Crown of Sorrow raid. That one went smoothly. And then I feel like now's the time of year, Sin, right, where more people are wanting to do Crown of Sorrow. Kind of like the first, I always see this where like you have like the super A team people, which pass it in the first few weeks, or like the raid masters. And then I try to get in on the tail end of that myself. I consider myself like a B level player, but I want to pass the raid still pretty quickly. And then now's the time where like a lot of people are getting interest, and it does help that they've added as a triumph too. So people want to do it, but I'm having a lot of fun just running with different groups, trying to Crown of Sorrows, and we've had various success, but always had fun in the raid. I have like three passes. What do you have, Sin? A couple also?
Two, three,
yeah.
Three, maybe. And now you're going to make me go back and check.
No, that's okay. Remember. But we're all kind of like two or three.
Two or three. Two or
some three. People. Boy, I bet if we look on our Discord, there's already some people with
more than that.
More, yeah.
Well, we know Lock and Load Liv had tons of them because she was running it right after the release.
and Versten probably, and a couple other people. Versten. So
I'm sure Bo has quite a few as well.
Yeah. But they're streamers. Well, Versten's not necessarily a streamer, but yeah, people that left to raid a lot. But yeah, that's kind of been our week. Anything else interesting for this week, Sin, you did in the game?
I wouldn't say that I did in the game, but I got a buddy of mine actual Destiny 2. He got the Forsaken and Annual Pass content this week, downloaded it. He started the... I tried not to push him in a direction of a particular class.
So what did he choose?
Then? Unfortunately, he chose Warlock.
Unfortunately? Come on.
Yeah, I tried to give him the benefits of, like, of each one. My description for Warlock was, the Warlocks are good. They have some great abilities. Their movement is very soft and floofy. Titans have a more meaningful and direct movement, more bulky feeling. And Hunters are kind of like jump like the Mario super or like the triple jump Mario.
Yeah.
Like the bounce, 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 boing, jump. Boing, yeah. So that was my description, and he ended up from what he was reading, because he likes the like that Meiji type class from other games. He decided to go with Warlock, so he's been working on the campaign for that.
Well, that was why I always went Warlock too. I was kind of like the mage or the necromancer or whatever in Diablo. I love the magic abilities, but yeah, the jump is certainly annoying with the Warlock. I have to admit that, along with anyone else. I wish the jump would be better.
I'm laughing because you're like, no way, the Warlock is so great, I can do all these jumps. When you're playing as a Hunter or a Titan, you get annoyed with the jumps.
Well, that is true too, because I'm not used to them. But I will also be the first to admit, so I can do pretty good height on my Warlock. I know how to make it work well. But boy, if you're trying to do a horizontal type movement and you bump against the wall or something, it takes you 2 hours to recorrect yourself. Ugh, super annoying. Not so good in the Crucible either.
And really, the Warlock is very similar to the Titan with more floof, with more floaty floofiness.
Yeah, the Titan seems like it floofs for a little bit, but then it drops quickly or something, if I'm not mistaken. But the Warlock will floof for quite a while, like much longer.
Right.
I don't know. I might just be imagining it. So yeah, good week in the game. Some things to look forward to. I just wanted to mention real quick is this community event coming up with the next small patch. What is it? September 3rd, I believe. The first week of September with for that reset. And we are going to have a community event that I don't think they've ever done anything like this before, where we all kind of like chip in together.
No, I think this is the first time doing that.
So, Stacy, what's going to happen is they're going to give us some special rewards if everyone in the whole Destiny community collectively kills on Mars 300 million Hive, 175,000 Wave 7 Escalation Protocol bosses, and also collectively the community has to do the Nightfalls, two different Nightfalls. Basically, one of them we have to do 150,000 times and the other one 100,000 times. And then also 300,000 override frequencies. Now, I was listening to one other podcast and they're like, if everyone hit it hard, this would get done the first day. Yeah, obviously Bungie probably knows how much we all do, and these probably aren't like super lofty goals. They just sound crazy. But everyone who is listening, be sure to remember, if the whole community reaches that goal, we get a cool emblem as long as you've done at least one of those Nightfalls. So you don't have to do anything else. So if you want to just cheese the event, don't worry about any escalation protocol. Just do one Nightfall and you will be good. One of the Mars Nightfalls.
So what you're saying is it's probably a good time for me to start playing again?
Yes. And Escalation Protocol used to run that with us some, I believe. That was a pretty fun event. That was the one on Mars, and we would just run.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that one.
Sin, didn't we already defeat Nokris 150,000 times just ourselves?
Yeah.
I feel like it.
It feels like it. At least 100 times within a couple week period. Gosh.
Yeah. So there was this one title that you can get called Wayfarer. And I got it earlier on, and then Sin was going for it. But One of the things you need is this very special kind of rare drop in the Nokris Nightfall. So we run it until you get it. And some people were running it like 50 or more times before they got it. Other people are lucky, just run it a couple times and you get it. So we're very familiar with that Nightfall.
I don't think I've done a night or a raid since Eater of Worlds.
Yeah, Leviathan and Eater of Worlds, you ran with us. And then Spire of Stars, the one after that, you can just pass it. None of us like it. But then Last Wish is way cool. And then Scourge of the Past, and then now the new one, Crown of Sorrow. We like to joke. Remember, you would say, is that the new raid or the new raid or the new raid? I think now we're up to...
I couldn't keep them track.
One, two...
It's the new raid.
Five. Okay, it's the new raid. Yeah, five times after Leviathan.
Oh, I think I did seven. Anyway, doesn't matter. I think I went in blind with you for Last Wish. Was that Last Wish? No, Spire of Stars. Which one did I go in blind with you? And like, we were all like, what the heck is going on? We could not figure it out.
Right. Back when we didn't know, we didn't like Spire of Stars. And we were trying it even the first night or something, right?
Yeah, we tried it the first night. You waited for me. That was very nice of you. I was really into Destiny then. And I think after that, that's when I was like really turned off of the game. I was like, I don't know if I can handle this anymore. Should I go back and give it another shot?
Yes.
Are you asking right now? Yes.
If you're asking.
I thought that was yes. Hypothetical or...
Okay, but here's the thing with Destiny right now that is why I'm like overwhelmed and why I don't want to play it right now is because I'm like so far behind that now I have no idea what's going on. Like, I watch Kingsley play and there's all of these complicated things. Like, he's going after, like you guys are mentioning, titles. I don't even know what that is. Like, I'm not a hardcore player anymore and I feel like... Now it's just like too much to even try to play because I'm so far behind. Does anybody else in the community feel like that? I don't know. Maybe.
Yes. No, it's a very valid point. And
there's Luke like Smith so much that of... they added that now it's like, okay, you don't play for 3 months. And then all of a sudden you don't even know where to begin.
Yeah. Now, of course, the one, there's so many facets to that. And the one big thing, and I remember I was even telling you about this, but this doesn't solve all the problems. But the one big thing that they've least have done is now when you get back in the game, you can do these a couple few bounties and they'll bring you your light level right up to where you kind of need to be.
Yeah, you said that. And then we tried it and I'm still not there.
Well, where you need to be to at least start things. So yeah, we ran the bounties for Season of Opulence, Stacy and I, and then we hopped into Menagerie. And of course, yeah, that's like the entry point for Menagerie, so it'll still be really hard. What they're doing in the next season for September, they're making it even better where they're bringing all your all your gear and armor up to 750, the level to get started. So you don't even have to infuse anything. Like, everything you have, even if you haven't been using it, will be 750 now.
But the good thing about being so much content right now is nothing that's out is time gated right now, except for the burn weeks for like your outbreak or whatever the case, or the whisper, if you didn't go and do that, the burn weeks for the catalysts or whatnot. But the good thing is you can actually multitask a lot of it. Because a lot of the exotic quests, a lot of the missions, a lot of stuff with Solstice will all tie in together. You need a little bit of everything for each of these quests. So really, even though there's a lot of it can be done at the same time. Sure, you might not be able to survive if you're not max level in Menagerie the best. Menagerie is kind of its own thing. You might not be able to survive enough in some of the raids if you're not high enough. Sure, the raids are kind of their own thing, but for everything else in the game, a lot of it's tied together.
Yeah, and so the thing that I still get it though, like when I haven't played a game like Assassin's Creed for a while, and so I can see why people say this about Destiny 2. You come back into the game, right, Stace, and you see like 100 things lit up, like do this, do that. There's like 100 things telling it to you to do, especially if you go to all the vendors, say start this exotic quest or start this or start that.
And I'm a completionist as well. Like, I play games to complete every detail of the game. Like, I did that in Legend of Zelda, The Breath of the Wild. I did that in all the Mario games. I did that in, like, every game that I've ever played. I'm, like, complete everything. So for me to go into Destiny now, it's like, oh my gosh, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, that's how I feel. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, so you kind of do need someone with you to kind of say like, oh, you can ignore this stuff for now or whatever. And also, you came in right when they redid the the screen where we have all our bounties. What's that called?
Yeah.
The pursuits tab.
Pursuit screen. And yeah, it's a mess right now. They're going to be making that better.
Just so overwhelming. I look at it and I can't even make sense of it. Guys, if you're listening, really what happens is I play for like 2 hours every, couple months. And then Kingsley goes and organizes all of my weapons and armor and figures out what I should have. And he does that. I really do want to get back into it. So I'm not just saying that. Like, I did play it was like a week ago, week and a half ago or so. And it was really fun. And I was like all excited to get back into it. And sometimes you just need a cold beer and to kill a bunch of aliens because you've had a really bad day or a really good day.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they make it better. They've heard, some of the issues, like what you said, other people said it too. And I know they're going to make that screen better. They're going to separate like bounties and missions. So it's be easier to read because don't need to care about bounties unless they know they're doing specific things, but it'll make it better. Enough about Destiny for now. I wanted to have a fun segment on the show because we like to have fun, right, Sin? At least we pretend to.
Some days we have fun.
Yeah. And there's been talk about who we may not all agree, but we're going to have to fight out. Okay, let's just put this down here. Celebrity crushes. Who's the best? Celebrity crush throwdown.
I mean, it's for, myself and maybe even a AKA Gear Dad out in the wild. It's got to be Mila Kunis.
Yeah, we had AKA Gear Dad on previously, and we had fun with that discussion. And Mila Kunis was definitely on the top of my list, probably until about three to 5 years ago, something like that. And she is very closely tied for first. But right now, I would say for me, it's probably Emily Blunt. Stacey knows this. Hi, Stacey.
Oh my gosh, she is hot, guys. She's smoking hot. Like Emily Blunt, especially when she's a brunette. Oh, yeah.
So Emily Blunt, Mila Kunis, Gal Gadot. We can't forget her. Also,
of course not. AKA
Gear Dad. And then... thanks for reminding me, Stace. Blake Lively. That's a good one, too. Good runner-up. You got to have more than Mila Kunis, then. Anyone else?
I did say recently, just from Captain Marvel, that, I can't remember her name now. That is awful.
I know who you're talking about. She was the Captain Marvel, right?
Yes, the lady who played the new Captain Marvel.
Let's do some internet research here. Brie Larson, B-R-I-E.
In Captain Marvel, yes. Now, when I did an image search, it depends on the picture, but yeah.
Depends on the picture.
Yeah.
If they get the good side or not.
It depends if there's a side boob or not.
The best side boob is Blake Lively. You guys, I mean, like, I just like, I see any picture of her in People magazine. And if she doesn't have side boob, like if she's trying to be modest, I'm like, eh, okay. But then as soon as I see side boob, I'm like, okay, that's hot.
Oh man. So what other females have we forgotten, Stacey? What other, what's on your list? Or
I mean, for females, like I'm right there with you with Mila Kunis, and I'm really, really into Emily Blunt. We joke that if, either of us met her, she would be like
our exception or whatever.
Yep. I go old school. Like Gillian Anderson, who played Scully in the X-Files, like I mean, she is just, I don't know. I have a thing for redheads. I think she's beautiful, and I love that she's
You said Gillian who?
Gillian Anderson.
From, you know, X-Files? Did you ever watch X-Files? Maybe not.
No.
Oh, that's such a good show.
So what? She...
I gotta see that.
So she was in... The most recent thing that I saw her in was this TV show called The Fall. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is. And she's hunting this crazy psychopath serial killer dude. And she's blonde and British and all sorts of sexy and deep and dark and crazy. And it's like so hot. I don't know. Maybe I have a thing for like the bad guys / bad girls.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, when we talk about old school, I don't know if you remember who my very first celebrity crush was growing up. I think I mentioned it to you once.
Me? Oh, I have no idea.
Sandra Bullock. That's my old school celebrity crush.
Gross.
Wow.
What?
At least you didn't say Anne Hathaway. I would have like
Sandra
been
Bullock looked good back in the
super
day.
Angry at you.
She's still pretty.
I'm sure she's still pretty.
I'm sure
I mean, let's not be rude, everyone.
See, but here's the thing: is I can talk about like the girls that are pretty because I can look at them in a you know more objective way and not be like crazy Lies. About it. But why do guys not have the same ability to do that with guys? Like, I'll talk about my guy celebrity crushes, and Kingsley's hey. Like, I don't know. That's
no,
weird.
Actually, no. Well, I was just going to go there. I was going to say, now we have to go with the guys.
Okay. Ben,
what's your guy celebrity crush? Because I have a guy celebrity crush.
Said no guy ever.
Yeah, exactly. What is with you guys? Come on.
I'm manly enough. I can admit someone's handsome looking.
Well, let me guess. Kingsley's going to be Keith Urban.
Oh, gross.
Did you say, oh, gross?
Yes.
Nope.
Idea.
You're both like, it's a no for me, dog.
Right now, my guy celebrity crush is Henry Cavill, Superman. Also, he was
That's
in the
your
latest,
type?
Also, he was in, I've told you this already, as we joked around. Also, he was in the latest Mission Impossible movie.
That's your type.
Okay, I mean, Stace.
The only time you talked about that because we were thinking of naming our new dog Henry, and you're like, oh yeah, like Henry Cavill, and I was like, oh okay, yeah. But then
we forgotten we've had a discussion.
I don't remember that part about you thinking he was attractive.
Since Sin won't admit who's his guy celebrity crush, what are some of yours, Stace?
Okay, so pretty much. Any of the guys from the cast of Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. We loved that movie. And the girls are good looking too.
Yeah, they're really good looking. I like Jamie Dornan. I like Jude Law. And then really after that, I just kind of fall in love with characters, not as much like the actors themselves.
I could see Jude Law. I'll give you that one.
Oh, so we have it here. Sin admits Jude Law is his guy celebrity crush.
And then, oh man, Johnny Depp. Why not Johnny Depp? Because we all know I like Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, right. See? There you go. Did you know that Johnny Depp has been known to dress up as Jack Sparrow and sneak on to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland?
That yeah. actually sounds fun.
Yeah, that'd be way fun to just kind of be pretending to be one of the animatronics and people going by. That'd be awesome. Oh, Disney. Now we're going to have to talk about Disney stuff, Stace. I mean, some people may know I used to work at Disneyland. I love Disney stuff. You love Disney stuff.
That was actually a prerequisite before we got married.
Yeah.
Must work at Disney. Check.
Well, no, must love them. Disney.
Yeah, and you love Disneyland, but to you it's more like well, I don't know. How, you can explain how you want to explain it, but like for me, Disneyland was more about like I loved how well everything was run and it was just so put together very well and customer service and the experience was just so magical and fun. You probably appreciate the movies even more than I do and like the characters and you like to see like the Pluto and the different characters at when we go to Disneyland.
I mean, I've been a fan of Pluto the dog at Disneyland since I can remember. So I had all the stuffed animal Plutos growing up, the plush animals. And then I remember going to Disneyland when I was like 5, that just being crazy in love with Pluto. So yeah, I appreciate the characters. But I do love going to Disneyland with you because you give me all like the insider employee stuff. And then we read that Mouse Tales book about like what it's like to actually work at Disneyland. And that was fascinating. All the stories and the history was so cool.
Yeah, Disney's taking over the world, and I'm even tempted to, I don't know if you are, Sin, you know, that Disney Plus subscription's coming soon. I think it's within, isn't it? It's really soon, like within a month or so. I looked up the date, but it's kind of like Disney's own Netflix. And
that's where Lady and the Tramp live is going to be, the live action film is going to be released. They're not even taking that to theaters.
Exactly. So what they're doing is, they're going to have their whole catalog of movies. So all these movies that sometimes it was wishy-washy if they were releasing on Netflix or not. But now with the Disney Plus subscription, you get like all the Disney movies, not right away, but they're going to kind of release them as time goes on. So their whole back catalog. And then they're going to do original stuff like the new Lady and the Tramp. And since Disney owns Marvel, they'll have all the Marvel movies and all the Fox stuff. And it's just going to be crazy. I hear supposedly, I mean, I'm sure we'll still keep Netflix for other reasons, but supposedly a lot of people are like, screw Netflix, I'm just going to do Disney Plus for a subscription. So we'll see. Oh, and all the Star Wars stuff too.
Because of course, too many subscriptions.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If anything, it'd be like maybe get rid of Hulu or something else, but I could see Netflix us still liking. But Disney,
I still watch a lot of Netflix.
Yeah. But Disney sounds like a high contender, especially with all the fun stuff that they'll have.
I think we're going to have like multiple subscriptions. We're kind of a subscription family.
I saw just today, was it, where one of the movies coming out, and I don't know if this is going to be in the theaters or just Disney Plus, but they're making a Jungle Cruise movie.
Oh, with Emily Blunt, of course.
Emily Blunt, yes. So I like The Rock. He's a cool character. So well worth. I'm going to look forward to watching that movie.
So The Rock is your second type?
Sure. The Rock's my number two.
I mean, we did just see Hobbs and Shaw, and Mike was totally, Kingsley was totally crushing on The Rock during that movie.
I did enjoy the movie. That was a lot of fun.
I need to see that movie.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, he had a small part in there and he was hilarious. We like Deadpool, right?
Yeah, we do like Deadpool. It's funny.
Everybody needs to love Deadpool. It is a good movie.
Yeah. Well, good discussion. Good discussion. Anything else on your list, Stace? We don't want to forget about anything you want to talk about before we kind of move on to our housekeeping section at the end.
No, I think it's been a fun discussion. I'm excited that you guys wanted to have me on tonight.
Of course, you were on the list to have on. And so thank you very much for coming on. And I appreciate that we could just talk about some miscellaneous stuff also, because like I said at the beginning, I just geek out with Destiny too much and it's fun to talk about other games. So have you been playing any other games, Sin? I saw you in another game the other, or not really.
Oh, I mean, I've played, before I got my buddy in to get Destiny, I was playing a little bit of Rocket League.
Okay.
And then I ended up downloading Grand Theft Auto 5. I played a little bit of that. Not so much into that just because I'm so far behind on things that I need to do in Destiny. You know, I don't mind playing like a couple hours for that stuff because it is a nice little break, but,
then Destiny,
I come full circle.
It's the siren call of Destiny. Yeah, we're tempted to maybe consider, well, I don't know about you, but maybe consider Borderlands for a little bit. That's coming out soonish, and I'll have a month to play that. But
yeah, Borderlands I can see.
Yeah. We'll have to see if it's worth getting on PC or PS4. I don't know where more people are going to be on that one.
PC.
PC. All right. The gauntlet's been thrown down.
You heard it here first.
All right. Well, thanks, Stacey. As we go into the housekeeping section for this week, I don't think we had any iTunes reviews from this last week. So once again, thanks for everyone who has left a review. And as always, we ask that if you enjoy the show, please leave a review because it helps us get found through iTunes. Not too much other housekeeping other than we also want to thank everyone who's joined the clan. Our clan's been growing pretty quickly, and we are already almost up to the max clan level, I believe. So that'll be good once we get there. And we have a Discord too, so please feel free and join our Discord as always, because it's the best place to just get to know each other, talk about like group ups if you're looking to do a certain thing in the game. The Discord is a good way to just kind of organize that and see how others can help you out in the game. With that, we will get into the section where Stacy, you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but you have a slightly new gamer tag. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am StarTN.
StarTN. And that's two R's?
Two R's. StarTien.
Excellent. Anyone in the clan or listening to this, feel free and add Stacy if you want to play. And then I will immediately remove you. No.
Nice try.
We're all friendly. Any other contact info, Stace? I don't believe you don't do anything on Twitter or anything like that, right? So we'll just...
No, I don't tweet.
It's all
You
good.
Can follow my dog on Instagram if you want.
Ooh, do tell. Do tell.
Moko.the.bishan. That's MOKO.the.bishan. He's adorable.
Adorable.
And we just got a new dog.
Oh, I finally convinced Kingsley to let me adopt a third dog. So yeah, we have three dogs at our house now, three dogs and a cat. I'm the crazy dog lady. It's fine.
I still prefer dogs over cats personally, so I'll allow it.
You'll allow it. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Uncle Sin's passed off.
Yeah. No, he's very sweet. I am definitely into adopting hashtag adopt don't shop, hashtag pets aren't products. So please check out your local humane societies. I'm definitely an advocate for the Best Friends Animal Society Animal Sanctuary. So adopt.
I agree. I never thought I'd be a dog person, but then I married Stacy.
Yeah. Yep. So now we have three cute white furry puppies.
Yeah.
They're not puppies, but I call all dogs puppies. So.
Puppers.
Anyone, please post your dog pictures in the Discord. Stacy will appreciate that. And then
I might actually read the Discord if there's dog pictures.
Tag StarTien. With dog pictures in the Discord. And
I'll turn on my notifications.
Yep. Excellent. Oh, thanks so much, Stace. And Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N. And on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, I have nothing for you this week.
Okay,
but take us out.
Contact info anyways. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on Twitch, and you can find me as MC Kingsley on Twitter. You can find our show, theguardianhub.com, at that website, and also you can find us on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. So thanks everyone again for listening this week, and thank you a million times.
Wait. Yes. You forgot one important thing. I just realized
this.
We never say www.destinypodcasts.com.
That is right.
Also ours.
We need to add that. Why did I not add that into the show notes? Okay.
This is why I'm here.
Rewind.
Do you guys realize that I created your logo? Do you want to give me a shout out for that?
Saying. We have a few things to talk about.
Yeah, I am a graphic designer.
That's a husband fail on that part. I'm just going to throw that out
there. So why don't you be like, by the way, my wife, awesome StarTien, created our logo. You're welcome.
I'm fired. You're just going to have to do the ending Sin. I didn't know. I can't keep track of these things.
I don't even look at the notes. It's funny. I just do it like out of memory.
I know. That's the thing. It's like I used to keep more detailed notes, and then now I just want to be more casual about it. But then when I do actually need to close, I'm like, crap, I'm forgetting something. anyways, I do want, yeah, Stacey mentioned that, but everyone, seriously, like, we have a cool logo. When I was thinking about getting the podcast started, it's like, okay, I want to have a cool logo that can go with the website, with the podcast, with the Discord, because, you know, every Discord has a different logo. And Stacey kind of knows the style of things that I like, but I believe I just said go with it, right?
Yeah, you just gave me free reign, dealer's choice.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think you really had to edit anything. I liked the color. I like how, you know, it's an engram. It, you know, resembles a exotic engram. And the text that's in there, I really like the clean, crisp text that's in there. So, yeah, it worked well.
It's called a font, love.
I know it's called a font.
I'm going to need you to change the font on every other character.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
To pop the logo into more 3D.
I'm gonna, you know, I'll work on that and I'll send it over to you.
Not transparent. I'm going to need to go with a solid purple background.
I mean, are you going to want Comic Sans and Papyrus? Because if so, I'm not going to do it.
Fine. I'll settle for one out of the two.
Take your pick and I'll decide.
So little do people know, Stacey's like kind of a third member of the podcast. She's very behind the scenes, has helped with a lot of things, with getting the logo set up at the beginning and giving me moral support, and my business manager. Oh, but yeah, that website too, Sin. We have, as some people know, a list that I wanted to set up towards the beginning of the Guardian Hub, because we like to promote all the other Destiny podcasts that are out there, and not everyone knows what all the Destiny podcasts are. So once again, as a reminder, we have a list of all the known Destiny podcasts. And if you know any others, please let us know and we'll add it to the list. And there's a good 20 or so, maybe even more podcasts that are on this list, believe it or not. And some of them talk about Destiny somewhat, some of them talk about it a lot, but they all talk about Destiny some, you know, at least a little bit. Well, to make that list easier to find, now we have a domain, destinypodcasts.com. So hopefully you can just do a Google search for that, or just type in destinypodcasts.com with the www or not, and that will take you to that list. All right, what else am I forgetting, Sin?
That was it.
You're like, that's it. Nothing too important.
You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, everywhere where podcast can be found, on Twitter and destinypodcast.com for that list, and theguardianhub.com.
Excellent.
Bye, Felicias. Well,
thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
I hear purring.
I hear the cat. Cat, say goodnight.
Theo, saying goodnight. Meow, meow, meow.